Hey, jingity jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La 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 la. Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic, the cutest little donkey you never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be, because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jingity jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La 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 la. Jingle bells around his feet and presents on the sled. Hey, look at the Mayor's Derby on top of Dominic's head. A pair of shoes for Louis and a dress for Josephine. The label on the inside says they're made in Brooklyn. Hey, jingity jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity jing, the Italian Christmas donkey.
I have headphones.
I have headphones, too.
But the guest, I feel, should have the headphones.
Yeah, so I'm going to just hear myself and then give them to Selena.
Yeah, I'll get some level. You're going to hear a little Dominic the Donkey in the background. Because I'm playing Dominic the Donkey right now.
What's Dominic the Donkey?
You don't know this song?
No.
When Santa the Golden comes to town and brings old Jochadil. Hey, jiggity jig, it's Dominic the Donkey.
Jiggity jig, the jig jig.
You don't know this jam?
No, that's new to me.
Okay, I'm going to turn it down. I'm going to mute it out. Okay.
Now, what, is that a Christmas song?
Yes.
Huh.
Dominic the Italian Christmas Donkey?
That's news to me. So,
oh,
Selena,
you
could
know
have...
what? That's ringing a bell now.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard that before?
It's the money.
You want to try those and see if...
So while you guys are doing your little setup there, I'm just going to give a brief little intro. We're doing this Sunday night, Sunday, December 10th, and it's on the fly. I'm at BJ's neighborhood Christmas party, and
just probably scoot up just a little bit.
We'll get there. Right. We're at the Christmas party, and we have a little setup going, and we're going to just get a random slew of people coming through, talking about some Christmas music, playing some Christmas songs. And so I started with Dominic the Donkey, because that's my jam.
I've never heard of Dominic the Donkey.
The Italian Donkey.
The Italian
Christmas Donkey. You're familiar with the song.
You know what? I've heard of it being here.
It's the good...
Since you're from here, huh?
Yeah, I'd never heard of it in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Dominic the Donkey.
We're going to have a bunch of people coming through, so real quick, just check out lifesabinge.com. Find us on all social media. You guys know what to do. This is a fun, on-the-fly Christmas episode with a bunch of Christmas music. So all that stuff, let's just get started right away, right off the bat.
Breathe in real deep.
Life's a binge! Bow, 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 bow.
Right?
Boom. And just like that, 3 minutes in, after a little Dominic the Donkey, we're going to have everyone's having a drink, everyone's whatever, and we're just going to chat with a whole random slew of different people. So, BJ, who do we have first?
Dang it, you know, I didn't bring a thing over. Like, we almost always have a little cocktail with us, but I forgot.
Yeah.
But this is my neighbor and good friend, Selena.
Hello.
And so, Selena, hi, how are you? Could you hear yourself okay? Like,
I can. I think I can hear.
What do you think, Jared?
Yeah, we could like whoop.
You might have to get on it a little bit.
It's okay. Don't be shy. It's weird hearing yourself in your earphones, but you just go for it.
Yeah, I know.
It's all good.
There you go.
Selena's cool. So Selena, I have to credit with sort of being the straw that kind of not broke the camel's back, but like stirred the neighborhood drink here. Like her, she's an extremely social and friendly person.
Nice.
And like I think when her and Rob moved here, it kind of like broke the ice for everybody and really kind of created a really impressive thing that we got going on, I think. And I think you're really responsible for big part of that.
Well, I think that's really nice to hear. And it's
nice.
I have heard you tell me that before once.
Good.
BJ. But I suppose I always like to know my neighbors. I've always grown up like that. And sometimes you do really need to borrow sugar.
Right.
It's a real thing.
It's true.
Exactly.
It's a real thing for me in Australia, which is where I grew up. I've only been living here for like I'm coming up to 5 years now.
Nice.
Graduating actually at Christmas, yeah.
Excellent. That's awesome. Yeah. And so without you, this Christmas party would not be happening from what I hear.
Maybe. Well, you never know. You know, it certainly should certainly help. You know, maybe not, though, I think.
I like the way it's evolved. We did progressionals. We've been to people's houses. Right. It was wonderful, like, to be able to open up your house to everybody in the neighborhood, because otherwise sometimes our common ground is the footpath, you know?
Right. That's true.
Or the grass out.
So you have, like, strong neighborhoods in Australia?
I mean, shit, man, if there's a bushfire coming, you want to know your neighbor.
I guess so.
I mean, yeah, we That's all awesome. Know our neighbors, depending on how far away they are. Sometimes they're 10 miles, and sometimes they're, like, for me, I don't know how far is my neighbor.
Is it's this a like a like 300
meters? What's
right.
that?
Yeah, who knows?
You know, that it's not as close as I can hear you singing in the shower, BJ.
Right. Yeah, you're like, literally, your neighbor is like, there's a wall, there's my neighbor, right?
Yeah. You know, my vocal all the more reason why we should all get along.
That's very true.
Luckily, we all, I mean, everybody has got great taste in music when we're all blasting it.
I don't hear my neighbors that often, like.
That's because you're the loud one.
I guess so. My TV's too loud all the time.
That means you're the loud. If you don't hear anyone else, you're the one that's loud.
The guy who used to live here, who I don't know if you met him, Eddie, at my 50th birthday party. So Eddie and Amy.
Yeah, that's right.
Real nice couple. Yeah. Eddie sometimes would be like, hey, BJ, man.
Hey, turn down
that TV. And I would like realize it's like way up. Right. I don't know why, but like for whatever reason, like you're doing other stuff and it's
because
loud.
Because it's awesome when it's loud.
Yeah, I guess so. It's true. Right. It's true. You know, the theater experience in your home.
Exactly.
But he was great. Rob.
Rob. Yes.
Matt and Anya. No, but there was Juan and Farah. They lived there too before them. So.
Oh, in the front house.
Yep.
Nice.
Well, and Matt and Anya are always great neighbors because Matt's known as the snake guy.
Right.
Because he's like generally, I mean, he's like an eight foot dude with Alaskan blood, and he kind of looks like a Viking.
You're talking about Matt. Matt's a big guy.
Yeah, just Matt. Just Matt. And then he's like handling a 14 foot snake.
Yeah,
he's like, in the front yard.
Don't mind me. I'm just washing my snakes. You know, he also gets people to chat to him.
That's true. Yeah. No, Matt. That was another like. Catalyst in the neighborhood to kind of make things happen.
Yeah, you get a bunch of like outgoing personalities, and it's like, oh, we should actually talk to each other.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. There's a bunch of really interesting people, and everybody's got their own little thing.
Yep. So, what's your favorite Christmas song?
Oh yeah.
Oh, my favorite Christmas.
It can be anything, and hopefully Spotify has it because I'm going to play it.
Well, now, I was telling your fiance.
My fiance.
Ooh, your fiance.
Yesterday that it's not Christmas if you don't hear Mariah Carey.
I freaking love that song so much.
I can't eat like.
It kind of reminds me of like maybe Myers, which is probably equivalent to like Macy's here.
Oh, it's a big store.
You know,
okay.
Big department store, like advertising. That's Mariah Carey there. But you know what? Isn't there a South Park episode where she like gets out of her coffin every year at Christmas and she's like,
is there?
All right, I'm ready.
That sounds very accurate.
Back.
Yeah.
And to sing that song, huh? Dang it, now I want to see that one.
I'm sure it exists.
That's great. But yeah, there's a movie that was in.
Love Actually.
Mm-hmm. Which my fiance is a big fan of, and so we've watched this several times. Really good.
That's a good flick.
Like, yeah, I was really shocked. Like, I was like, I really love this movie. It's very good.
That's a very good flick.
And then that song plays a big part in it, but we played it at the pet show, like for the Pet's Christmas show.
Yep. Dude, everyone plays it everywhere.
Yeah. You did.
Is it going to be too much if we play it again together? Right now?
Play what?
If we play it again right now.
Oh, no, it's going to play.
It's going to be playing. Yeah, it's mixed. It's in the.
Oh, and it's going to play. I can play it right now. I'll play it right
now. Boom. Now, did it play in? Did we do the pet show Christmas together?
No,
we never did.
I don't think so. I did the Jessica show. Jessica.
Yeah, I did that one, but that happened a couple years. So they wouldn't hire the both of
us.
Is it playing?
Oh yeah. Oh, you can't hear. You
don't have headphones. That's all right.
Sorry.
I'm gonna love listening to this. So.
guess, came out in like 1991.
Good question. Is it on your phone there?
No.
I don't know. I'm just remembering that Christmas at my best friend's house.
It has to be a little after that.
We're still doing the same thing, like pretending to sing.
So anyway, that was a great song choice.
That was a great song choice.
That was an excellent song choice. One of my favorites. And I'm not a big Mariah Carey fan in that she's cuckoo crazy. But
I don't know much about her. I don't follow magazines and stuff.
Yeah, me neither.
She makes all my dreams come true, you know? She reminds me of the 90s.
You got nothing but good. Nothing but love for Mariah. Great.
And that's like the best modern era new Christmas song.
I mean, in my opinion, yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that.
Awesome.
Plus, she sings Vision of Love. Fuck, I love that song.
She sings a lot of good stuff.
Fantasy, Dream Lover. She's like walking through.
She sings Hero.
Hayfields.
And then a hero comes along with strength to carry on. Mariah's the jam, man. Well, 90s Mariah is the jam.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She's good.
She brings me back to a good time.
Yeah, for sure.
The 90s were good, but I missed her in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
So, we'd like to talk to you a ton.
Yeah, you know, we'll get you back. We'll get you back for show.
Yeah, man. Another time. I'm right next door.
Yeah, nice. Plus you watch Game of Thrones.
Perfect.
And have Game of Thrones themed.
Yeah, they have like pork food and meat and stuff.
Yeah. Dinners.
That's awesome. Yep.
I dressed up as Ygritte this year for Halloween. Done.
Perfect. Yeah, it would look great too.
Did you say you know nothing, Jon Snow?
I did. I made him wear the wig.
Rob had a wig on. His long hair. He was Jon Snow. So it was great.
He was making me blush.
It was really good.
Yeah, he was making a lot of folks blush.
That's fantastic.
Rob, hello.
Sweet.
Hello, Jon Snow.
Cool.
So thanks, Selena.
All right.
Thank you very much
for being here.
My pleasure.
Yeah, let's keep it rolling. Get somebody else's song.
I'll get the Irishman.
Yeah.
Nice.
Boom.
That's how that's done.
Sweet.
On the fly
skills.
Editing. It's like no one's gonna. I'm like, that's how that's done, and they have no idea. Anyway.
You're the one pushing the buttons.
Right. Yes, I, that's very, very true.
All right, so do me a favor. Scoot your chair up a little bit.
Or we can just scoot this in your face.
Or scoot it back.
And get you all kinds of weird.
Or you can just grab that pole and pull it towards you.
Yes.
There you go. So put that mic right up in your
face. That's close enough. We'll make it work.
Grant. Not there nervous at all, but just saying right in my face.
No. Oh, yeah. It's intimidating, especially if you don't know what you're doing. We're just like, hey, sit down, and then now you put these headphones in and start talking. Yeah. And everyone's like, what?
Be a radio pro.
Word to your mama.
Jeremiah is like a radio pro.
Oh, really?
Pretty much.
You do radio?
He wins radio prizes like nobody's business.
I was number three today. Damn it, twice.
He wins radio prizes, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Dude.
He's taken me to two concerts, and one of which is the Howard Jones concert that I fucking lost the ticket to.
Oh, right.
And like,
it was in your car the whole time.
Yes.
So here I am out in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
There's no bus system. My ride isn't coming for me anymore. Thanks, BJ.
I would have came and got you regardless.
Thank God it was Comic-Con weekend because the buses were extended. Right. So the girl at the gate told me. I was like, thank you, God.
Not like that.
She's like, don't you have Uber or Lyft? I'm like,
no.
Showed her my phone. Nope.
Sure don't.
I wanted to see Howard Jones, too. I love Howard Jones.
He failed miserably.
He probably sang all.
I'm Grant.
He probably sang all of the songs from Dream and Action.
I made friends.
That's what you do.
Tons of friends around me.
We went to the Boston and Joan Jett concert.
Oh, nice.
That he won on the radio again.
That's an acquired skill. Like, I've tried, and I've won a couple things. But, like, there are people that know how to do it.
I won tickets to the Police once.
Nice.
Jealous. That was jealous, except that for whatever reason, for this particular show, the planning was so poor that the traffic, it's literally 10 minutes down 805 to the thing. It took 2 hours. And I missed Elvis Costello.
Boo.
And
oh, wow.
I missed, like, the first, like, 35, maybe hour of the Police.
Ugh. Boo.
We were really upset. Luckily, they were free, and so it was hard to get really complained.
Correct.
Anyway, we're speaking to our friend Jeremiah.
Nice.
Hi,
welcome.
Jeremiah.
How's it going?
Very good. Jeremiah is celebrating a little over 1 year now.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the Donald Trump era, United States.
Yes,
I had nothing to do with that.
His first election.
I had nothing.
Is it just a coincidence that the first election that you're in, Trump gets elected?
Yeah, he paid me. That's the reason why I live in an apartment.
Nice.
That's how I got my citizenship.
Right. Yeah.
That's how I made it.
I lied. I said I like Donald Trump.
Yep.
Is that all you have to do?
To make
That's
America
probably
great
all you have to
again.
Do now. He's like, you're banned. No, I love you. Okay, you're allowed.
Well, no,
okay.
Yeah, I don't have to climb over a wall. I have to come across an ocean, for God's sake. Good luck keeping me out.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Very nice. So, Merry Christmas, first of all.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks
Jeremiah.
Many happy returns.
So, when I met Jeremiah, I said, so you're new here? Like, you just move here? No, lived here 9 years.
9 years in San Diego.
What?
14 years in America.
But you lived in this place for?
9 years.
Yeah.
He's your neighbor for 9 years.
Yes.
And you had no idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's crazy.
It is. And that's how I was saying how when
and
Selena
like literally
and Rob
I'm looking
in.
Like literally next like next door.
Yeah, it's right next door.
Right. I'm looking at it right now.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Well, that's their place. I'm underneath.
Right.
I'm next to that garage that
the
that
shed
had,
thing. Yeah,
that
yeah.
used to have big snakes in there.
Right.
Less than 5 feet away from my head when I slept that night. It was so easy to sleep at night.
Nightmares.
So, there's no snakes in Ireland for
you
a reason.
You lived here for six. You lived in this house for 16 years, so he's been there for 9 years. So you guys are literally a wall away. And had
well,
no,
it's 12 years now. We started. We met.
Yeah,
9 years.
It was 90,
oh, gotcha,
yeah.
gotcha.
I was already living there 3 years.
So what was the catalyst that made you guys go, hey, what's up?
I saw him in the morning when he was getting ready to go out to work, and I said, hiya.
No, it was something like, it was Rob and Selena had said, and Jeremiah. And so I was like, oh, Jeremiah here. And then we talked, and I was like, oh, he's from Ireland.
He's from somewhere else.
You didn't
else.
Know that before that?
Well, I hadn't talked to you really before that. So,
not true.
So, and so I was like, oh, cool, he's from Ireland. And then I was all like trying to be neighborly and friendly and like, so you must be new here since I don't know you.
Right.
No. You know, like, no.
No.
I'm like, well, shit. Aren't I an asshole?
When you get asked a question, you tell the truth because
it's
better easier
than
to
lying.
Remember.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
easier to remember.
That's right.
It's not having to go back to cover your tracks. It makes it so much easier to go forward. You know,
that's what these gashes on. Yeah, that's Yeah. Past tense.
Yep. Yeah.
It's nice, yeah. Nice to live honestly, Steve.
Like, and I can't say I don't use guilt against him because it's so easy.
Right. Of course.
But I'm trained on that. Irish, I am Irish.
Irish Catholic?
Yeah.
Now, is the whole country of Ireland Catholic mostly? Or?
The way we were raised, yes, there was nothing else but Catholic.
Right, that's all it
then
is.
Then there was those other people.
The Protestants.
And the other people.
The other people.
The others.
Yeah, you can't. You weren't supposed to talk to them, whereas my parents told me I could totally talk to them. You weren't meant to go into their churches, which my parents told me I could totally go in, which I did.
Uh-huh.
And when someone made a comment to my mom about me being seen in there, she was like, right, he was with his friend Kevin.
Right.
What's your point?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right on.
So awesome. So
I had cool parents. I had very cool parents.
That's cool. But I imagine there were probably parents who weren't so cool about
right.
it.
Right. Do not
well,
step
clearly,
foot.
Since there's, yeah. you know, have shame you heard on, of Ireland?
Shame on you for going into that Protestant church. I'm like, they don't have to kneel as much? Lucky dogs. Jesus.
Wait, I'm only there for an hour instead of four?
Right.
Wait, that's crazy.
Hour and a half. Hour right, and a half yeah. of him talking.
Oh, man, oh, man.
Telling us what we're doing wrong. And when I say him, I mean whatever priest is
oh,
up
yeah,
there.
Of course.
Unless he's the cool priest, but then he doesn't last long.
You're like, let's go to an Irish wedding. Oh, my Lord, this is going to take 7 hours.
That's a short wedding.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never.
Well, the wedding ceremony itself should be done in like 45 minutes, but the party
oh,
itself
yeah, the
goes
party.
On to the next
the
day
party,
or the
yeah,
day
yeah,
after.
Absolutely.
You know the difference between an Irish wedding and an Irish wake, right?
What's that?
One person less drinking. Stereotype, maybe. But it's true.
But true. Right. That's awesome.
Unless they're the DD, as you call them over here, designated driver, but they're few and far between.
Yeah. Yeah.
In Ireland?
Yeah, a taxi. Get a taxi huh. home.
That's right. That's why they exist. You're like,
well,
you know
what?
We've all had one too many. Let's.
It's funny that there's, you know,
Lift
that
it.
That there is a school, I think it's the only school, Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And their mascot is the Fighting Irish.
Oh, right.
And it's just a, it's just.
Right,
a,
that's not even in Boston.
No.
Right. It's not.
Whereas the college
the Celtics,
team from Boston should be Fighting Irish.
Than this, what?
Boston's more Irish than Ireland. Seriously, I know. I have Boston friends.
That's
they
awesome.
Knew more about Ireland than I did, and I bloody lived there.
That's so funny.
They start quizzing you on, or like talking like you should know this.
Such and such a Taoiseach.
How about Patty
Hunt? He's not the present one. I couldn't tell you who it was.
So. Oh, that's great.
That's funny. So, you know, there's an Irish movie that's one of my favorites of all time. It's
What's
in my
that?
Top 10.
Which is?
In the Name of the Father. Ooh. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Nice. That's a good one.
That's a hard movie, yeah.
And so yep. I always, yeah, that's like my Irish movie. Like,
and I would say that was very like Ireland back in the day, too.
Like a good representation.
Yep. He did a great job.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sweet.
You should check it out.
I will.
You should check it out.
You should check I've seen it.
Yeah, but you, the listener, should check it out.
Yes, you definitely should check
it's
it out.
Like, if you want to see one of my top 10 all-time movies, then that's one you should watch.
There you go.
So.
Top 10 all-time?
All-time movies?
Well, you know, I say that, but it's, you know, a lot of times
it's a rotating
it
top
is 10. A rotating, you know. Right. So like Green Mile's in there, but sometimes if you had to list all top 10, you'd certainly leave out
oh yeah.
you know, 10 more that would
right.
that would be
oh,
in there.
Oh, this should make it.
That
and
would
then
be in
somebody's
there some point, yeah.
then you hear somebody else's top 10, you're like, "Oh,
that's
that
in
should
mine
have
too.
Been in mine,
yeah.
but it's not."
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
this
yeah,
time.
I say 10 is a loose term,
of
you know,
course.
To
yes.
I was going to say, I guess I'm a nerd. I can think of the top 10 straight away. Oh, well. Yeah, Star Wars number 1.
The original.
The one that was originally just called Star Wars, and then they're
yeah.
like Episode 4 New
yeah.
Hope.
Yeah.
And they're
yeah,
like,
yeah,
no, no,
yeah,
no, it's
yeah.
just Star Wars.
Yes,
yeah.
right.
Yeah, I got upset when they added things to the movies. I'm like, hang on a second, that's not the movie that I saw. What the hell?
Yeah, what is this?
Name?
Yeah.
Silly.
Star Wars 4, A New Hope. You're like, wait a second.
Now, was that, no, did they add that scene in and of a. Jabba the Hutt.
Oh yeah, that's in all of them, or that's
yeah.
in number 2, I think. And
that's
then,
in the like the remake
yeah, oh, yeah.
of the second.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
The CG
yeah.
scene
the
where he like, walks over
okay.
his foot.
Okay.
And, yeah, yeah.
But they explain it more in the second one about why Han Solo was actually there, just not just popping up like he did in the first one.
Right.
He's like,
interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know what I think about it, but
it's gnarly. Anyway, the new Star Wars is coming out, and it's going to be awesome. It's bad. It was a bad
okay.
gnarly.
Okay.
It wasn't like crushing, shredding some gnar. It was like, oh, that's gnarly.
Which is the thing.
Shredding gnar? Yeah, that's the thing.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's like snowboarders. Shredding the gnar, I think. I'd probably totally talk
You've
it
seen
out
that.
My ass.
I'm like, what?
You've seen that like YouTube clip or like of a person interviewing
oh, yeah.
the surfer?
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, oh, gosh, man. And then he's like, coming in gnarly,
he's like, whoa.
Man.
They're like, what are you talking
it
about?
Is so,
oh, that's
yeah,
classic YouTube.
It's so ridiculously like... a stereotypical surfer jerk.
Yeah, but it's great. So,
yeah, it was great. So the question
of the night is, what is your favorite Christmas song?
Oh, God.
Dun, dun, dun.
Last Christmas by Wham.
Oh, ooh. Nice. We're going to play that right now. So Jeremiah's choice is Last Christmas by Wham.
I was into Wham back in the day.
Only because that was the first 12-inch single that I bought for my brother for Christmas.
Oh.
That was the first 12-inch, the first 7-inch. What? No, you don't call them 12-inches here. What is it, 45 and 37s or 27s or something?
Yeah, 33.
The big one where there's just like one long song.
So. Yeah, but yeah.
Here it comes.
I think they call it 12-inch single.
We're going to Wham this out.
Oh, yeah. That production value.
Oh, we're allowed to sing this? Because I know all the words.
Sing along.
Give it to someone special.
I don't remember the verses.
Really? That's the whole point of the song.
Right, yeah.
What's
the premise?
No, I mean, so like, Last Christmas I Gave My Heart. That's like the chorus, right?
No, here's a verse.
Okay.
Once bitten and twice as shy. My distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, would you recognize me?
Sing it though, keep going.
It doesn't surprise me. Last Christmas, I wrapped it up and sent it with a note saying, I love you, I meant it. Now I know what a fool I've been. Let you kiss me now, I let you fool me again.
Chorus.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day, you gave it away.
Gave it away.
This year, to save me from tears, I give it to someone special.
Special.
Yeah, that's funny. The verses, I
don't know.
Yeah. This one?
By then I'm only making it up with the girl. I'm good. This is one of those slow songs that works for both men and women.
He had to sell those records, I guess, but you know.
Yeah, I could do the whole thing.
The very next day, you gave it away.
You gave it away.
This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
I enjoyed listening to you guys sing that. That was good.
So
Is that song?
I'm like getting on the chorus, but like the verse, I was like, huh?
Is that song just legit about like hooking up with someone and then like that's the end of it?
Yeah.
He's just like, hey.
The video is great. It's all set in snow.
I gave you my heart because I saw you at this party, and I was like, hey, yeah, we're going to be lovers, and this is going to be great. And
the very next day.
And then the next day, she's like, bye.
See ya.
It's pretty wild.
Used and abused.
Yeah, happy New Year.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Thanks. You didn't get me what I wanted for Christmas. Bye-bye now. Yeah.
Good times. I don't know how much of us singing is going to be left in the recording, but we'll see.
I think you leave it all.
I might leave it all. We'll see. It was fun.
It was money.
We'll see. I might fade it out and make Wham the thing. We'll see how it edits. At home, you guys know how it edited because I've already done it.
What are they talking about?
Yeah, yeah. Who knows?
You already What's did that.
Done? He's already done that.
He's like, I didn't hear anybody singing. Yeah, that was terrible. I just decided to get rid of all of
it. Did he just... Okay, earlier he called us fat. Now he's saying we can't sing?
I did not.
Wow, your friend's rude.
I am a jerk.
We're going to have to sing and get on... All of us we're on a
all
bicycle.
High, hang out on a moped together.
Yeah, one more. Yeah,
he's, and he faked it all with that Looney Tunes hat of his. Do you know the song? The tiny, the toony, the all of the loony.
Oh yeah, that's good stuff. Tiny Tunes, baby. That's
now, good do you
times.
Remember?
Yeah,
this is a little off topic.
Sure.
Shocker.
Welcome to BJ's
yeah,
world.
Hello.
It's one of the reasons I'm glad he finally talked to me. Yeah.
So the Applejack's commercial from back in the day. A is for Apple, J is for Jacks. Cinnamon Toasty Apple Jacks.
Nope.
Need a new breakfast, that's a fact. Cinnamon Toasty Apple Jacks. Apple Jacks, Apple Jacks. No?
No idea.
No, that would never make me tired about all the chemicals that you had.
You would remember it because you're closer to my age.
Right, but we didn't have that stuff.
But you didn't have Apple Jacks there.
No, there's too much fake stuff in it.
Apple Jacks was
really?
Good. Apple Jacks tasted nothing like apples. That was their whole thing in the commercial,
yeah,
too. It was like, this tastes nothing
like
apples.
Toast.
I know, but it's still good.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. They're really good.
Right.
They're really
Yeah.
That was like
Fruit
the
Loops?
Whole thing in the commercial. Like,
Captain
it doesn't
Crunch?
Taste like,
oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Captain
Crunch,
Crunch
is so good.
Can we talk about cereal all day?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch all
day.
Don't even get me started on
cinnamon
cereal.
Cinnamon Toast
talk.
Crunch all the way with lots of milk.
I'll talk breakfast cereal all day. Golden Grahams. You know what? Golden Grahams.
Cookie Crisp.
So
like,
I was making the fruit pizza, and I had the raspberries, and it reminds me of raspberries going to Oregon and visiting my grandma.
Nice.
And her making a bowl of Golden Grahams with raspberries in it.
Sweet.
Good.
Oh, it was so good.
Cool.
So
good. Well, we have the next guest is lined up, ready to go. So
awesome.
Jeremiah, thank you, sir, for being here. Bye,
yes,
you.
Jeremiah.
It was awesome possum. Thank you very
and
much.
And an excellent song choice, too.
Well done.
And that'll just kind of like sit in the ground, yeah, because
yeah.
it's kind of broken.
Okay. And then,
but,
sweet.
Well done. You were awesome.
Yeah,
that
thank you.
Fun.
Thanks for being here. Cool. So,
I'll see you in a little bit. We'll
who
see
who is next?
Let's see.
Who is next?
Awesome. We got Oscar.
Who else?
Oscar and Jorge.
Jorge's here, too. Well, we don't have an extra mic, though.
We don't,
okay.
but
you,
okay.
Oh, you just got it.
Yeah,
got
okay.
It. Do you want
cool.
if you want
you can
headphones?
Put that on
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hear yourself.
Excellent.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
There we go. Yeah.
Very nice.
He's like, oh, actually, I can.
So we met Selena.
Yep.
And then first of all, these are all just friends of mine who happen to be at the party that we're all hanging out
yes,
at.
Yes, Christmas party.
But when we were doing the podcast, I was thinking, because we have such a cosmopolitan little bit of the neighborhood,
yes.
that it'd be fun to get a little flavor from all the different voices that we have in the
Absolutely.
And so we had Australian, and we had Ireland, and now we have Mexico.
Cool.
So we have Oscar from where are you from in Mexico?
Oaxaca. Mexico.
Oaxaca. X-O-O-X-A. C-A?
Correct.
Oaxaca.
Oaxaca.
Nice.
Very good. I need to go to Mexico. I've been to Cabo and to Rosarito.
You've been to the tourist attraction?
Yeah, that's the only thing I've right. been, other than Tijuana and Rosarito. But I want to go down there. So when was the last time you were back?
I'm sorry?
When was the last time you were?
7 years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
That's cool.
Yes.
How long have you lived here?
14 years.
See, and it was a long time.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think I used to see you guys for a long time before. I mean, we would like wave and stuff mm-hmm. for probably a good few years.
So same
I think.
Thing with Jeremiah, where like you just
no,
all live here.
I saw Oscar and Jorge more than
First.
I saw Jeremiah. Yeah.
Yes.
I was telling Jeremiah like when I met him, which was after I met Selena, and they've been there for two years, right? Or
three years.
3 years Six, now. Three. 3 years. That's right. This is our
yes.
third Christmas party.
Right.
So over 3 years.
Yes.
Yeah. So after that, this one I met Jeremiah, I thought that he was like new to the neighborhood.
Oh.
And I'm like, so you must be new here. And like, no, been here 9 years. So.
I know, right.
So, but you guys have seen, I would see around at least. Like I think Jeremiah would come and go also from the alley a lot. Or
yes.
am I crazy?
No.
Right?
Yes.
He would do that. So our paths wouldn't cross because I'd always have to go this way to go out.
And so you guys are right here in this building as well?
Next building.
Right next door?
Yeah,
nice.
So they're right above the alley there.
Okay. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, not in the first, window? No, the second or third window there.
The first one, but then...
But not on the edge. You're not over Sarah.
So Rob,
no, that's...
Robin Selena.
I'm in the middle.
Uh-huh.
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah's on the... Robin
but they all live
the top.
They all live next
yes.
door.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Will.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, everybody's in that thing. It was really sweet. Mark, one of the other neighbors, got sick the other day.
Yeah.
and his partner wasn't home, and so he texted and said, "Can you please come see me? I have a fever." And so it was just everyone just kind of rallied to kind of like, you know, and
make sure he's okay.
Yeah, go in and bring him
food. Exactly, rescue him.
Yeah, yeah. He was so touched that he was thinking like, I need to get sick more often. So, it was nice to be doted on. You know, right. like that's cool. His house was so neat and clean.
Like if I got
sick,
yeah.
If I got sick and someone had to come into my house,
please don't. We don't need to get sick to get together. We get together anyway for any reason, which is good.
It is true. It is true, and I agree. I agree.
That was so cool. And like this year, I was like, "You want to do like a thing?" And you're like, "Yeah, come over and hang out." And I was like, "Yeah, I want to come over and hang out. I love all these people. I've only seen them like a couple times, but like everyone's so nice. It's so friendly. Like,
it is. It's great. It's great.
It's like neighborhood block party status."
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And it's where it's.
And you guys do it all the time. You're like, check out the sunset. And then you all just hang out and have a glass of wine in the front porch. Like,
it does happen. It happens like, a lot.
It's so cool.
It's great. Yeah. Or we do like.
It's like small, something. Small town living in the middle of the city.
I think that's, like, that's, you know, I don't know if on our podcast we've talked about how passionate I am about neighborhoods.
Right.
And how I think that the neighborhood is so important just for everybody, for America, like, you know, it all comes down to your neighbors, your neighborhood.
Absolutely.
And to get people involved in the neighborhood and vote and, you know, and all that stuff and pay attention to local stuff and be involved. So anyway.
Yeah. Cool.
So Oscar does shows too, you know, and so.
Oh, like what?
Is that.
Like theater or?
Impersonator.
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 Yes.
And like local bars and private parties.
And he does all the songs that I like.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you pick all the songs that are like from my Thelma Houston and what are the other ones? Like
Gloria Gaynor.
Gloria Gaynor, yes.
Oh, yeah. Man.
It's like, oh, this song. Don't
do that one too. Yes. Where around town do you do?
Pretty much we used to play, perform on Numbers.
Numbers.
And then. A brass rail, now it calls the rail, then we're going to be also in First and Fifth.
So is it a super tight-knit community, or is there rivalries?
Rivalries.
Okay.
Yes.
So do you know Santio?
Santio?
Yeah.
Do you know Santio? Is that
Santio
his
Coupon?
Is that his stage name?
No, what's his stage name? Oh, I don't know. I'm ruining everything right now.
Well, if you give me his stage name,
he's
probably...
young. He's probably 23.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I think he knows him, Santiago.
Santio.
Santio.
Yeah, Santio.
Golly, I'm failing so hard that I don't.
Oh yes, we know him. He was a SeaWorld, and he's in the Imperial Court. Maybe. Yes,
maybe.
Yep. Oh yes, from Haiti. Is that right?
Something like
maybe.
That.
Maybe I don't know.
Yes,
but yeah. Anyway.
Oh, we know him. Yes, he's cool.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
he's real pretty. He's like, he's young, you know.
And big.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Tall,
We know him, right, yes.
That's awesome.
And he comes to the wig shop also because Georgette, he's at the wig shop in, I think it's Utah, and University at the corner.
Right.
How he styled the wigs for a lot of people.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
That's so cool. Golly, I just love this town.
So it's one of those, it's one of those like 6 degrees of separation. You know?
Right,
like,
yes.
So Santio... What is currently a biff at SeaWorld?
Yes.
And Jared used to work at SeaWorld where he was a biff, or he was the biff, like the main.
Kind of.
Everyone's got like the time, not everyone, but some people have times as the biff, the main biff. And and probably Santio's probably the biff right now, maybe. But Jared was before. So.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And then it's a small world. It's a small world.
We perform sometimes together.
Oh, yeah.
So it's fun.
What is his stage name?
I'm gonna have to like message him.
I'm trying to find it. Right, I'm terrible. I'm just looking on Facebook trying to find it.
So, something else that we've been talking about with everybody.
Okay,
is our Landa Plenty is the stage name.
Landa Plenty.
Yes, I think he'll find it.
Okay,
and to make sure, but I think
anyway.
So.
Anyway, sorry.
Sorry. No, go ahead.
I just had to find it before I moved on.
We'll find it before you leave.
Right. Exactly. Anyway,
well,
that's
now
so cool.
We can make sure that we tell him to listen, you know.
Absolutely.
So, and then he can tag it to on his page.
So cool.
And then
cool.
We'll get like a few more people to listen to our podcast.
It's excellent.
So
it's cool stuff.
So so the question of the podcast though is, what's your favorite Christmas song?
Ah, that's easy.
Okay.
It's Feliz Navidad by Jose Feliciano.
For sure, that's the one. Feliz Navidad. Navidad.
And you like the Jose Feliz one. Feliz Navidad. Because everyone does a version, but this is the classic.
That's right, that's the classic. Practice your Spanish.
Feliz Navidad. My pronunciation.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Y felicidad.
Y felicidad.
And happiness.
Feliz Navidad.
Prospero año y felicidad.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Nice. I've been working on my Spanish.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad.
There's no verses, is there?
Nope.
It's like the same thing.
The same thing.
Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad.
Got it.
Feliz Navidad.
Does he do that? Is that the song there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad.
I always feel like, did you always watch Donnie and Marie back in the day?
Right.
That these two versions, I feel like, is sort of a Donnie and Marie type of thing, where
right.
I was singing Spanish and then speaking it in English.
It's fun.
This is a great tune. I mean, like, the tune of it.
It keeps going and going,
yeah.
And you don't get tired of it.
Yeah, and it's just a happy
it's
tune.
Happy.
Yeah.
Right.
Happy. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
I was trying to remember how you say, how have you been good, or have you been good this year?
Te portaste.
Importante?
No, te portaste.
Te portaste.
Bien este año.
Te portaste.
Bien.
Te portaste. Okay. Te portaste bien.
No, te
okay.
Portaste.
Te portaste.
No, te portaste, because if you say te portaste, it's deportation.
Okay.
Te portaste.
Te portaste.
Right.
Te portaste. Bien.
Bien, este año.
Este año.
Mm-hmm.
¿Te portaste bien este año? ¿Sí o no?
Sí.
Sí. Or.
Of course. Always.
Always.
Bring
so
me
we
gifts.
We were talking, but yes, that I'm working on my bilingual as
nice.
a friend of Santa.
Nice.
That's my bilingual.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
yes.
A good question to ask the kids when they come, right?
Yes. It's, so, and sometimes they'll help me with it.
But see,
so.
The problem is if you do say that, then they're going to...
It's well.
They're
what
just
I
gonna
say,
go for it.
Well, they do, and
yeah.
Then and they do, and then a lot of times I don't know. Even in English, I don't know what they're
right.
Saying for the gifts that they want. I'm like, okay, you know. So
sounds
I just
good.
Go, sí,
yeah.
Muy bien.
Of course,
like, okay. You know, and okay kind of translates too, right? Like
yes,
yeah,
the same.
Okay,
right.
Yeah, it's like muy bien.
Muy
okay,
bien.
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah.
You know, and then so just a few things.
Hey,
and I was
that
starting
works.
To say that I did a PR. For SeaWorld
mm-hmm.
as Santa for and it was all in Spanish.
Nice.
Wow.
And so luckily all I had to say is like I could follow what he was saying enough to say he asked if he was good this year and I said sí, muy bien este año. You know, like
nice.
So, yeah, very good this year.
Well
you know?
Done.
So yeah, it was fun. I'd love to see it and see how it turned out. So
cool.
Good.
Very good. So is Jorge going to want to talk to us, too?
Sure,
he's
of
like,
course.
Oh,
okay.
Come on over. He's like,
so,
no. He rolled his eyes. He's like, I don't want to.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Feliz
thank
Navidad.
You.
Great choice.
Right
Feliz
back
Navidad.
Feliz y próspero año nuevo.
Wonderful.
Very good. That's
all
very
right?
Good. So we'll see you over in a little bit.
Yeah, we'll be there. He's like, I don't want to.
You know what? We can, whatever you want. And then we can also, like... Well, you'll see. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Very good.
Now you can
hear us good?
Yeah.
He's like,
okay,
this
you
is
hear
weird.
Yourself too?
I feel like I'm going to do my demo, or how do you say when you're gonna start singing?
Oh yeah, your demo. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're ready for
give me some more. Give me some more snare in my headphones.
Okay,
yeah. We're gonna make you a star right now.
Oh my god.
So now we're talking to Jorge,
uh-huh.
And Jorge is our neighbor too. Now, did you and Oscar move into this place together?
No, actually, I moved with him after, I think he was there already, like, he was living there for 3 years.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
But you've been there for years and years.
Yes.
How long have you been there now?
Over almost 14 years.
Oh, really?
Ooh-wee. Yes.
Yeah. That's crazy. Crazy. Yeah,
that is crazy.
In a good way. In a good way.
But yeah. We love this neighbor.
Yeah, like, it's great. It's great. It's great. Yes.
And so are you, do you do show stuff too, or are you involved in that at all, or?
Yes, because,
they have quite a rivalry together, so.
Actually, see. Well, I started this dream when I was like 12.
Oh, yeah?
Before that, but, my idol, I don't know if I can say the name.
Yeah. Say it. Yeah.
It's Selena.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Not Selena Gomez.
Now, the one who passed away.
The real
right?
one.
Yeah. She was the one who was killed?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, her manager.
Yes.
Yeah, this is, yes.
Okay. So,
very good Jennifer Lopez movie.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I was in love with her and the way she was.
Yeah.
Because she was a beautiful woman and beautiful career, and something happened to you in the middle of your career when you're young and you don't deserve that way. It kills my feelings for mm-hmm. a moment. But then after that, that thing encouraged me to keep, you know, doing what I really want in life.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
And I started, well, when my family told me, you have to come here to United States because life, it was tough with family up there.
And where were you?
I was in Mexico.
And where? What part of Mexico?
It's in the center of Mexico. It's San Luis Potosí.
Okay.
Which is nearby Veracruz and Zacatecas. So,
okay.
Yes. And
I say that like I know exactly where it is.
Yeah, that sounds good.
But I've heard Veracruz and I know what center means.
So. Yeah, because I used to say before it's up north. But I was looking at the map and I was like,
it's really not that far north.
Still in the center, but it's
but it's north center.
Yeah, right? North center. Yeah,
exactly. And who was saying, like, was Selena, it's like you're from Mexico City?
No, she's from Texas.
No, was she?
Oh, yeah. She was like, yeah, he's from Mexico City, right? And
yeah.
You're like, no,
oh,
I'm not.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Selena. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's saying,
no, I'm not.
Well, Selena is my neighbor.
Right.
Which
right.
is yes. like, when she came to the our neighbor and is the landlord's
nephew,
daughter.
Son?
Yes.
Yeah, Rob's mother owns
Rob's
it.
Rob's mother.
Yeah.
And yeah, when yeah. she say, oh, Selena is moving here, and I'm like, who?
Yeah, who?
What's her name?
Selena?
And
was Rob already living there or no?
No.
Okay.
No. They were coming together, and when she said that, I was like, oh, that's...
Who used unique. To live in that place?
Late at night when all the world is sleeping.
You know that Selena jam? Dude, that's like the number one American hit, baby.
You need to plug that one in, then, like, when that's coming up. Maybe
right
I've
now.
Heard maybe I've heard it before.
You can add in for your hits on SeaWorld.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
you don't
so
know,
now
you
this
don't
sort of,
know this song?
No, I can't say that I don't for sure. What year was it, do you think?
1996.
Okay, there's a very decent chance that I didn't hear it. But
this is Selena.
Because this reminds me sort of like Atlantic Star. This rings a bell.
This was a huge song. Huge.
Like, where were you? What was happening in Seattle in the 90s that you've never heard?
Yeah, you're like Pearl Jam, Nirvana, and I'm down here in San Diego. Like, have you heard the Selena song?
Okay, yeah, I've heard this song before for sure.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yes.
That's a pretty song.
And that. Like, that was one of her few English songs.
That was
okay.
first crossover.
Yeah.
So. And it was huge, dude. Like, that song was massive.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was the jam.
That's so funny. There were a lot of, I'm telling you, there were a lot of songs. So in the 90s, when I was in Seattle, I didn't listen to the radio except for KCMU, which was this local college station that played all kinds of different music. But it wasn't a lot of mainstream stuff. And so... everybody's just too hip for their own good. You know, like everybody's like, we don't listen to that. We listen to this other stuff.
But, yeah.
But so I missed out on a lot of like top 40 stuff, stuff that was like popular for everybody. Like I was like, oh, I missed it. But
hey, it happens.
But I've heard that song before. That was clearly like, so it has to be something that's in such heavy rotation that it permeates everybody's consciousness. You know, even whether or not you listen to the radio or not, you hear it like in a commercial or around. So.
Well, and like I said, it was so tragic. They literally made a movie, and that's what like sparked Jennifer Lopez's entire career.
Was that like her first movie role? Or
I believe so. Yeah, she played Selena, and then like she was
definitely her like starring.
It's like
for sure.
Here you are, and then she's Jenny from the Block, and like you're like, who is this Jennifer Lopez? And now she's super famous.
She's a superstar.
Yeah. Anyway,
nobody's Jennifer Lopez from South Park.
Oh yeah.
Well, she did something small before, like small roles in the movies, but nothing big. Like after Selena, she
that's when she was like here
movie star, full on movie star, and then like pop star.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think she's a great actress.
Oh yeah,
she's very good. She's an impressive performing force.
She's a good performer.
Yeah,
so. And I really appreciate what she did. She did a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you did it as a Selena fan. You felt like it was justice.
I think the way she did a great job. No one can do something so similar as the other person because Selena or any other, they have their own.
That's what makes them famous. That's what they have that thing that makes them their thing. Yeah, right.
For sure. Like you're unique. Mm-hmm. He's unique.
Right.
Right.
Even though someone looks like you, it has like something different.
Right.
So.
Right. Right.
But she did a great job.
Nice.
So. Cool.
But thank you for inviting us tonight.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Awesome. So, do you have a favorite Christmas song? Oscar chose Feliz Navidad.
Well, one of my favorite songs from another singer that I really like her. It's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Have we played that one?
Yeah.
So okay, that's good.
Which is funny because Selena. Pick that song.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. Yes.
That is funny. And I would have never
Hey, that's a solid choice. Well done.
It is a good choice. Done. It is a good choice. And that will be represented in our thing.
Absolutely.
Yes. So thank you so much, Jorge.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yes, of course. Yes. I'm gonna make sure you listen. I'm gonna make sure that you hear it and so you can hear how it goes.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, awesome. It'll be fun.
Merry Christmas to all of you.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. And we're going to be back over there in just a little bit.
Absolutely.
So, right on.
Oh, yeah.
Right on.
We can end it there. Unless there's anybody else that wants to do it.
No one. Like, I would have had to, like, send text.
What's your song? Let's play your song.
Okay. My song is...
You want The Little Drummer Boy.
But that wasn't the one I was going to choose.
Oh, okay. Okay. What were you going to choose then?
So, my Christmas jam is... Bing Crosby and David Bowie.
Oh, nice. That's Little Drummer solid Boy and
slash
Peace on Earth. Yep. You got to find that.
They used to play that like on this TV show, Friday Night Videos.
Here we go. I got it.
Back in the day.
It's playing right now. I just remember like when they're like,
by the piano.
Knock, knock, knock. Oh, hey, David, what are you doing here?
And he's
like, oh, hey, Bing.
They told me, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum, a newborn king to see, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum, ra-ba-bum-bum, ra-ba-bum-bum. Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
We have to learn this.
See the day of glory. See the day of glory.
only child must be made.
You wonder what song is this part from? Is this their own arrangement of the two that's unique to this combination?
Yeah, because I don't know this from anything else.
Yeah, and I'm not familiar really
well,
with Peace on Earth.
I don't know what Peace on Earth is, right?
Yeah.
I pray my wish will come true. For my child and your child too. I'll see my day of glory. My day when men of good will live in peace, live in peace again. Peace on earth and peace.
That's a solid, solid choice, my friend.
Yep.
Well, well played. Now, see, I think I might have, like, played this for you at one time or another, and you were like, boo, and you like, instantly didn't like it, but it was the, this is my favorite version of Little Drummer Boy, which is Bob Seger's version, and you were like,
we talked
boo.
About this before, right?
Yes. And you were that's like, right. Nope, I hate it.
They told me, pa-ra-ba-bum-bum, our newborn king to see, pa-ra-ba-bum-bum, our finest gifts we bring. Set before the king, rum-ba-bum-bum, rum-ba-bum-bum, rum-ba-bum-bum. So to
honor. So anyway, you don't like that version?
I like it. It's okay. Yeah. It's not. Because we talked about this before, like on Christmas, I think.
Right.
That it to me it lacked the iconic kind of.
It has the solid drum beat the whole time.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Whatever. You suck.
I do suck.
You suck. So we do have to wrap up because there is literally a Christmas party happening right now.
Yeah,
but I do
to.
Want Samantha to sit down
oh, yes,
for
please,
a brief
please.
Second. Put the headphones on. And everyone knows Samantha, and if you don't.
Yeah,
I talk about her all the time. She's literally my wife. So welcome to the show. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Samantha.
Like I said, we're wrapping up, but since you're here, you're at the party. What's...
I'm so glad you guys come to the party. It was
so
nice.
Yeah.
Like, it's just nice. It's such a nice scene.
It all worked out.
You know.
It was nice.
Yeah.
Well, and Samantha, not to throw you under the bus or anything, you're kind of an anti-social type person. You'd rather be like, no, nah, I'd rather hang out at home.
You know,
but like I ditched her for an hour, and you're probably over there hanging out with Andrea and like the neighbors and Matt and Selena and like all Rob and all them people, and you're mm-hmm. just like,
I was actually holding conversation.
That's what I'm saying. You're having a good
and
time.
And I got to see a big lizard, and I got to pet him.
Oh, you
good.
Actually? Oh, man!
Good.
Of course that happens while we're over here. I'm like, yeah. Matt.
He'll do it
the whole time. I'm like, hey, Matt, I hear you got a garage full of cool stuff, and he's like, yeah, I do. And I was like, yeah, so my wife really likes that, and he's like, okay, cool. And like, I was like, oh,
easily distracted.
That was it. Okay, cool.
He was so cute. He was all cuddly. I'm like, it's like a 5 foot lizard. That's
we come
all
over
cuddly.
Here, and then she gets to go see him.
So anyway. Now you got the big water monitor, or
yeah.
No?
Well,
oh, wow.
That's awesome.
That is cool.
You held him.
No.
He's big.
Oh,
like, he's got to be, like,
mm-hmm.
fair enough.
80 pounds, maybe more.
That's crazy.
I don't
is that
know.
Big?
He was, like, five or six.
Woo,
he's thick. He's, like,
is
thick
he, is he allowed to have
legs.
It? Are we, like, ruining everything right now? That doesn't exist.
I don't know.
It was a stuffed animal, guys. That's all
yeah.
that happens. That's fake.
It's fine in
you
our imagination.
Know. You know where we live.
Where we, yeah.
They, no, the internet doesn't know where you live. We're fine. But anyway, Samantha, what is your favorite Christmas song?
The Grinch.
Ooh,
you're a mean one.
That's your favorite Christmas
Mr.
song?
Mr. Grinch.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Which, who sings it?
I don't know. The deep voice one.
Well,
wow,
yeah.
What's what's it?
The cartoon version one is good, but I also like the one from the Jim Carrey
you
movie.
You like when Jim Carrey sings it?
Yeah.
It might not be on Spotify. Here's Jim Carrey. We have Jim Carrey's version.
just like Saint Nick.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
You're as cuddly as a cactus.
No, we gotta do this.
No, it's this one. Yeah.
That's it, I found it, but
I got it.
You're a mean one.
There it is.
That's the one.
Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
Thurl Ravenscroft sings this.
As a cactus. Of course. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
Is your favorite Christmas
you're
song?
You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
So, my buddy Mike Christensen used to sing this as his Christmas solo on the boat.
Nice.
We love Christmas songs.
You're a monster.
Was he down here, Mr. Grinch?
He'd get sort of down there, but not like this. This is unique.
Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole.
All I need is a reindeer.
Mm-hmm. The Grinch looked around, but since reindeer are scarce, there was not to be found.
That's part of the song.
I know.
Really?
But I also like all the Bird Ives songs from, like, all the claims.
Burl Ives. Yes. Yeah.
Burl Ives. So, like, what does he sing?
Silver and Gold. Yes. That's
Silver
my favorite.
From Rudolph.
Yeah.
Silver and Gold. That's a good one.
I just like his voice.
He's got a great voice.
Yep. Good times. Sweet.
Yeah.
That makes me happy. So I think we hit them all. We didn't hit them all. There's like a million Christmas songs.
Yeah, but we hit a good little hunk of them.
That's right.
And
I played the Bob Seger version of Little Drummer Boy, and you still hate it. So
in your face, BJ.
You can deal with it.
Yeah, yep.
Whatever, dude.
I've been trying to deal with it for the last
song is the shit.
2 years or however long it's been. So.
I also really like the Madonna version of Santa Baby. I really like that.
I'll have to hear that.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
So. Hey, it's still the holiday season. We'll do more Christmas songs next week. Shoot.
Yeah, who cares? We'll do whatever we want. It's our show, and you guys listen.
We'll do it all year.
But anyway, we get back to the party now. It's like 10 o'clock, and everyone's going home anyway.
Sweet. Good times.
Thanks, Samantha, for showing up. Thanks for having us over at your party. And,
absolutely. It was nice to have you guys over.
Thank you.
If you guys have a different Christmas song that we didn't play because we only played like 4 or 5, tweet at us or send us a comment or an email or a voicemail, 619-438-0532.
We might use your request and then put the song in it.
That's right. So hit us up. You guys know where to find us. But for now, we're signing off. This has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a Binge. Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Please leave us a rating and review on iTunes, Podomatic, and Stitcher. Follow us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. And be sure and check out lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the couch.
Silver and gold. Well, what do you think of our friend Cornelius? Seems all he thinks about is silver and gold.
Silver and gold, silver and gold. Everyone wishes for silver and gold. How do you measure its worth? Just by the pleasure it gives here on earth. Silver and gold, silver and gold. So much more when I see silver and gold decorations on every Christmas tree.
What's a Christmas tree without tinsel and pretty silver and gold decorations? Can't really call it a Christmas tree now, can you? And think of all the fun and joy that would be lost on Christmas morning if all the young folks didn't get to see that sparkling, happy tree.
Silver and gold, silver and gold, mean so much more when I see silver and gold decorations.